Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting seventh. The DH, John Jaha. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. And now, play ball. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bichette hits a line drive off the glove of Pagliarulo, and into shallow left field. Bichette reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bichette moves to third. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a line drive for a single. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larkin moves to third. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Navarro, and towards Fletcher, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bichette strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Listach. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Harper moves to third. Pagliarulo moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Pagliarulo scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Listach applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Seitzer. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Seitzer steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive off the glove of Pagliarulo, and into shallow left field. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bichette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Dan Plesac now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive towards short. Listach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarulo strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gagne hits a pop-up into left center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Tom Eden's now pitching. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bichette bunts for a single. Molitor scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Holmes now pitching. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarulo strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing right field. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vaughn moves to third. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Jaha. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Jaha steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vaughn scores. One out. It's 9-3, Twins. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Paul Abbott now pitching. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Listach strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jaha moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mack who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Jaha scores. Fletcher scores. Seitzer goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6 to Twins. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.